Darshan. There is a machlokes hatanaim in the beginning of Yevamos whether you darshan smuchim and kol haTorah kula. If you have two dinim written in the same pasuk, that's called a hekish, and that everybody agrees that's a drasha. For example, the Otzav Ha'isa Makash Havayli Yitzia, how do you know there's such an institution as Kiddushin Ha'idei Shtar? Because a get, the only way to get Gerishin is Ha'idei Shtar. So Makash Havayli Yitzia, because the same pasuk says, V'yotzim Ibeso, Ha'och V'ha'isa Lishach, V'yotzim means Gerishin, Ha'och V'ha'isa means Kiddushin, Havayi means Kiddushin. So Makash Havayli Yitzia, whenever you have two dinim in the same pasuk, that's a hekish, everybody agrees you darshan. If you have two psukim, one next to the other, so that's a machlokes hatanaim, whether darshin and smuchim. And the Gemara comes to the maskana only in Chumash Dvarim. The Gemara gives two reasons why. Only in Mishnah Torah, Chumash Dvarim, with darshin smuchim. So in Chumash Dvarim, there are many, 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 many very famous drushes that are based on smuchim. For example, the whole third perik in Makkos, Elein Aloiken, is based on the smuchim. That the pasuk Lo Sachs Mshar Bedisha is written right next to V'Hayor in Bin HaKois HaRosha. The Hippil HaShofer, the call of Fonik Kedei Rishas of Emispa, you give Malkus. So it says the din of Malkus is written right next to the din of Lo Sachs Mshar Bedisha. So the Gemara establishes which Avera warrants Malkus. And Avera does Dumya Dalab Dachasim. It has to be similar to Lo Sachs Mshar Bedisha. But there are many, many, many famous dinim. So here the Gemara has a Memheime base. Gemara has another very famous din that you have the two psukim in Kriya Shema. It says, "Ukshat melos al yadecha v'hayra tatoves beinenecha v'chsafta ma'amizizes beisecha uvisharecha." So these are two psukim, one next to the other. So in the Mishnah Torah, so you darshan smuchim. So we say, "Mishi yeshnu b'kshira, yeshnu b'ksiva." Whoever is mechuyev and observes the mitzvah of kshira, to the exclusion of women, to the exclusion of nochrim, to the exclusion of a cotton, the cotton is not mechuyev in tefillin, or to the exclusion of an apikoris, a masur, a mumer who doesn't like tefillin. So whoever is not a bar kshira is not a bar ksiva, he's not kosher to write a mezuzah. Misheishnim b'kshira, yeshnim b'ksiva, misheinim b'kshira, einim b'ksiva. So you have a pasuk to say that even though women are mechuyev in mezuzah, Mishnah gives that in the end of the first parak in Kedushin, Mishnah formulates the din that women are only mechuyev hish akasav ish lish l'chol onshin Shabbat Torah. Women are mechuyev on all alavin, and the essen it depends. If it's a mitzvah says the shazman grama, the women are potter. The Mishnah gives the examples. The Mishnah says that women are mechuyev in mezuzah because it's a mitzvah sesay shaloi hazman grama. There is a din in the first parak in Chulin that anachri shushachat hashchitas nevela, and there's a machlokes Tosfos in the Rambam. What's the reason? So Tosfos claims that Tosfos understands the nature of the din. The Gemara never explains what the. How do you know that? The anachri shushachat hashchitas nevela matami b'masa. How do you know? So Tosfos claims because you need a bar zvicha. Only one who's a bar zvicha can shecht. So Nochri is not mechuyev to eat kosher meat, so he's not a bar zvichem, so he's pasul to shech. So it's similar, and the Rambam disagreed. The Rambam holds no, shchita sakum is a good shchita. And the fact that it's metame b'masa, Rambam writes royally that that's only made the Rabbanim. So why is it also b'achila? A different reason. V'kor locho v'echalta mizivchay. So the real v'kor locho v'echalta mizivchay means if the Nochri outright shechts it, l'shem abed azara, it's the krubis. So if it's the krubis, not only is it asa b'achila, it's asa b'hanoah. And there's one Tan who's of the opinion, we don't accept his opinion, one Tan of the opinion, stamach shebes avikachov in Abu Dizor, that the nochrim are so involved in Abu Dizor. Those nochrim who are so involved in Abu Dizor, all day and all night they're thinking about Abu Dizor. So they're probably thinking, l'shem te krubis, mereba de shecht an animal. So shchita sakum is not only nevela, not only asa b'achila, asa b'hanoah. So we don't paskin like that, but the Rambam seems to hold that shchita sakam is also b'achila, shchita sakam is nevela, is because subconsciously we assume if the nochri would be thinking consciously b'mezid b'miskaven the shem abed azara, it would be tekruvis, it would be also b'hanoah, but it's only subconsciously. So that's enough if yasa b'achila. But according to the Rambam, there's no did at all that you need a bar zvicha. But according to Taisus, Taisus and the Rosh say that the reason why Shechita Sakam Nevela because he needed Bar Zvicha. So there's a famous shach in Yerideh Siman Aleph Sukkot Chav Zayin. The Mishnah says that Chereshot Tavkot Shochtu don't have the manas to say that they did a good shechita. So if you have Acherim Mondem Al Gabov, if you have a gadol, a person who's bar mitzvah who knows hilchas shechita, who was watching the Chereshot Tavkot. And they'll have their money. A cotton doesn't have a cherishot to be cotton, lab b'nei das. They don't have their monies. But the cherishot to be cotton can shecht, provided that you have a god, loim and al gabov, who's going to, acherim roi moisoi, to testify to us that he did his proper shechita. But if no one is watching the cotton, then it's no good because the cotton doesn't have their monies. So the shach quotes from the levush. The levush is the most attacked achrin from all. They always rip him apart. So the Shach quotes on the Levush something that absolutely doesn't make any sense at all. He says, a cotton is a labar zvicha. So that's why shchitasa is not good. So the Shach says, how can it be? If your alpidin is a labar zvicha, so it should be no good even acherim royim oisa. If a akum is a labar zvicha, it doesn't help even acherim royim oisa. So why is it good by the cotton? So you see, it's not because the cotton is a labar zvicha. It's because it doesn't have that manas. But if acherim royim oisa is good. So the question is, the Levush is dead wrong, but he's wrong, but he's right. Here the Gemara said beferish, memheim beis, that here all the Tanaim agree. There it's machlek is Tosis and the Rambam, where they need a bar zvicha to be kosher lishchat. The Rambam doesn't hold, the Gemara never gives the explanation. Tosis and the Rosh claim that you need a bar zvicha. Here the Gemara says that you need a bar kshire, ukshartem achsaftem, yidarshim smuchem in Mishnah Torah. You need a bar kshire, in order to be kosher to write the mezuzah, so it says, "Beferish a cotton is not a bar kshira." So that's the kasha that the achronim ask. Why is the levush wrong? The levush should have been right. It should have been that shchitas cotton should be no good, even acher on the magabov should also be no good. So the shach gives a shtickel an answer. The shach says that by tefillin, the cotton is not mechuyev yet. So mit der Rabbanan he's mechuyev mit Tam Chinuch, when is he gil Chinuch? But min HaTorah is not mechuyev, so he's not a bakshir. But over here by Nevela, even though the cotton is not a bakhiyuve, but there's a din also lachila biyadaim. The gedolim are not permitted to feed the ketanim Nevela, even if it's a cotton way shalohi gil Chinuch. Mamash an infant who doesn't even understand bechlal what's going on. There's no element of Chinuch at all. It doesn't know whether they're feeding him. Kosher, he doesn't understand what it's all about. Still, it's also lachila biyadaim. So that's taka question. Is that taka min haTorah by nevela also lachila biyadaim? Because the gedola marasa lachila biyadaim. That's why the cotton is called the bar zvicha. That's the shach's answer. Since it's also lachila biyadaim, emma ve'amarta lahazik gedola maladam. You have to learn that sugim perikherish. When is it osir min haTorah lachila biyadaim? Some shalom hold that it's not osir in all isurim min haTorah. Some hold that many isurim are only derabban. So that's the shach's answer is questionable. So Rabbi Chanan Wasserman has a different answer. When he say for anyibam is in the kavod zoharis, he says shchita is relevant for number one for heter achila, number two for gabolas tuma. So even a Jewish baby who's only a day old, there's no din of chinuch. Even if it would be osa lachila biadaim, would only be mederabbanon, but it'll happen afkamina. If a little Jewish baby touches in the veil, he becomes tamei. So he's a bar zvicha. It's relevant for him. He doesn't have to be a bar zvicha b'negeh to eating the veil. That it should be osa for him to eat the veil. It should be osa for the gedolim, osa lachila biadaim in haTorah. Even if lachila biadaim would only be an isa derabbanon, but still, it'll happen afkamina. Kotten is a bar zvicha in the sense that if he touches something that's, he doesn't even have to touch, the baby can't touch, like can't move, but we can put the nevela on him. So if we put a nevela on the baby is mekabel tumah. If you put shchuta, he's not mekabel tumah. So the kotnas are bar zvicha because of that. But here, by mitzvahs, it's only called a bar kshira. If he's mechuyev to lektron, he's not mechuyev. So that's the Gemara, that even though women are mechuyev in the mitzvah mezuzah, they cannot write their own mezuzah. They have to have a man to write the mezuzah for them, because to be able to write the mezuzah, you have to be a bar kshira. There's a machlokes in the later achronim, what about a woman nailing up the mezuzah on her own door? They say, because the woman is a lav bar kshira, she can't do uchsavta ma mezuzah, she can't do the ksiva. What about the kfiyas ha mezuzah also? a woman, you have to be a bar kshira to put the mezuzah up, and a woman can't put the mezuzah up. So there's a minority of opinion like that, that a woman can't, a woman not only has to get a man to write the mezuzah for her, she has to get a man to nail the mezuzah on the door. Most other chayim hold that that's not correct. If you get a hold like that, let's say, if you get a hold like that, that's a shaila. Let's say a kotten is not a bar kshira. So let's say a kotten puts on tefillin on himself. A kotten's going to put on tefillin on himself. So the Ragachava has, I think, such a letter that if the kid knows how to tie the tefillin on his own, he can't say a bracha because the kotten is not a bar kshira. But Minatora is not a bakshir. So he's possible to do not only the ksivas hatfilin for himself, he's possible to do the hiduk. And a woman would also be possible. Let's say someone is sick, a man is sick in the hospital, and he needs his wife or his daughter to come to lay tefillin on him. So when the daughter or the wife puts on the tefillin, do you say a woman is not a bakshira? There's such a true in the Maram Shik. That if the woman puts on the tefillin on her husband, the husband is not yotzei the mitzvah. Because not only they need a bakshira for the ksivas hatefillin, they need a bakshira for the hanachas hatefillin. Yeah, but most assume not so. Most assume not so. It's just as machlekes achreinim, can a goy put up the mezuzah? Let's say when they paint in the dormitories. So sometimes during intercession, when the students are not there, so they go and paint. So they take down the mezuzah, they paint, and they put the mezuzah back up. So that was a shayla. I remember the Yestrab Soloveitchik, what's the din? And they told him that it's a machlekes achreinim. If a goy puts up a mezuzah, the pizchet shuva and hilchas mezuzah quotes a machlekes achreinim, would it be kosher? What's the shayla? A goy can't think lishma. A goy can't think lishma. We'll talk about it soon. So maybe kviyas hamezuzah needs lishma. But Rav Soloveitchik said he doesn't know any rayas one way or the other, whether you need kviyas hamezuzah lishma, whether nochi can put up the mezuzah. Anyway, so that's what it says in the Gemara, that an isha cannot even write her own mezuzah, even though the women are mechuyev mezuzah, because yedarshan smucham in Mishnah Torah, kol sheyeshtem bekshira, yeshtem bekshiva, women are not mechuyev in hanochas tefillin, so they're not b'nei kshira, so they're possible to write their own mezuzah. The Rabbeinu Tam says, from this Gemara, he came up with a chiddush, that just like the women are possible for ksivas hamezuzah, so too women would be possible for kshiras tzitzis. Since women aren't mechuyev in the mitzvah tzitzis, so therefore they're possible for kshiras tzitzis. So the Balei HaTosfos ask, all the Rishonim ask, but there's no pasuk by tzitzis. Here there's a pasuk, k'kshartem achzavtem, may have to be a bar kshira. By tzitzis, there is no pasuk. And furthermore, how can the Rabbeinu Tam say that women are possible for making a svara? Women are possible for making a heftah shal mitzvah that they're not mechuyev in. What about sukkah? Sukkah is a mitzvah, says the Shazman Grama. Women are potter. And nonetheless, the Gemara says in Daf Ches and Beis and Sukkah, the sukkah is gambach rakvash, a sukkah where the women put up the whole sukkah. They put up the schach, the din of asiyah. There's a din of asiyah by sukkah. There's a din of tas of lemonos. So the Gemara says the din of asiyah is only on the schach, not on the tvanis. So even if a woman put the schach up, we need asiyah. The Gemara says beferish. A sukkah is gamach rakvash, gamach is a rashi tevis. Noshim, goyim, noshim, so on. So it is good. So Hakner Rabbein and Tam say, if there's no pasuk, how does he come off to say that? Women are possible for kshiras tzitzis. So it's a pella. Rabbeinu Tam is a big pella. The Mishnah in Shulchan Aruch, they quote this, in Siman Yud Daled, they quote the Machlokes, the Rabbeinu Tam, and all the other Rishonim, and they recommend lechatchila should be machma like the Rabbeinu Tam, but Mi'ikar Adin, they hold against this Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbi Rishonim don't agree. Then the Mishnah Berurah quotes from a whole slew of Achrayinim, Maspik segenuk if yimachma like the Rabbeinu Tam said that a woman cannot tie the tzitzis, but then you need tzitzis. Let's say you're going to make tzitzis from wool, so you take the raw wool and you convert it into thread. So that's called the tviya sachutim, or the Rabbeinu Tam is mechadish that you need shazira. The strings have to be twined, so you have to take. You have to first do tviya, take the raw wool, convert it into strings. Then you have to twine the strings together. You have to twine two strings together. We have machmer, the different versions of what the Rabbeinu Tam said in Taisus and Yuma. how shizurim does it have to be? So the biggest chumra is kofel shmeina, that the eight strings, you have eight, that's the way they stand, the standard sits. They have is kofel shmeina, because there are different opinions. Is it just shizurim? You have to have two strings twined together? Or do you need, you have to compare it to different big day kuna. So the biggest chumra you can come up with is kofel shmeina. So the Gemara says that you need tviya lishma. And the Ramah has a chumra that you need shizira lishma. Then if you need shizira, so you need shizira lishma also, because that's like tviya. You're taking the raw wool and converting it into string, so it's not enough, it's string. You have to have strings that are twined, shizira, so you need shizira lishma. Then the Ramah has a chumra, you need niputz lishma. When you take the raw wool and you comb it out before you make the tviya, so there's a chumra, you need niputz lishma. Most are not machmer for that, but there are more quotes such a chumra. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Ginuk, if you're going to be machmer for this Rabbi Natam Shita, just to be machmer, what the Rabbi Natam said is enough, just to tie the chutam on the beged. That part should not be done by the woman, but the shizira, but the tviya, taking the raw wool, converting it into string, and the shizira to twine it, and the niputz, even though you need lishma, that you don't have to be machmer. Even the Rabbi Natan would agree that that's okay. That's what he quotes from a whole, from the Levush, and that Oilas Tamid, the Lechem Chamudis, is a Tosis Yontav, on the bottom of the Rosh, the Tazel, the Rabbi Bagro, they all say like that. So how do you deal with this Rabbi Natan? The Balei HaTos, yes, Kashis, against the Rabbi Natan. There's no pasuk by tzitzit, there's no pasuk by lulav. How do you come up with a din by lulav? How does he say that a woman is not b'chuyiv in tzitzit? You can't make the chefta shel tzitzit. How come she can make the chefta of sukkah? So amasecha sukkah, there's a very strong sefer called Kohelas Yankiv by the author of the Mishkanas Yankiv. It has Shadas Achuvas, half of it is Shadas Achuvas, and half of it is a chibur on brachas and on different sugyas in moed, in the Seder moed. He has on Sukkah, on Chesam and Beis, he has the following, which is the Sefer is not so readily available, Koheles Yankif, but it's in the Ksav Sefer by the son of the Ksav Sefer, the very first Tshuva. In Chelek Arachaim, he writes the exact same thing. So what they say is the following. I'll explain it a little more. So there's a Tesis in Gittin, Tesam and Beis, the top Tesis, Dima Maschal, Afal Pi, where the Rebala Tesis says, if you have a get, and the signatures on the bottom of the get was signed by Nachrim, he gives you four independent reasons why the get is possible. So he gives you one reason because Goyim are possible Eidus. Okay, that's a question whether that's true. If the Goy is a Ganav, so Ganav is possible. A Jew who's a Ganav is also possible Eidus. Aganav is posulator. So if the guy is a ganav, okay. But if the guy is an elch guy, he's not a ganav, is he also posulator? So that's a discussion in the Rishon. So then the rewrites as two independent reasons why chosmeya makum is no good on a get. One reason is because you have to sign lishma, and akam adaita the napshikah, but the goyim are thinking of what they're thinking. They're not going to, they don't think what we want them to think. And he said, there's another reason why a guy is no good, because ain't a b'toris gittin kiddushin. So the rewrites it as two independent reasons. Eina b'toris gittin kiddushin is one reason why it's no good, and another reason is because it's not lishma. So Rab Chaim in a sefer on the Rambam in Hilchas Tefillin Perek Aleph Halacha Tesvav quotes Rab Simcha Zelig, who was the Dayan in Brisk. I don't remember if he ever quotes anybody else in the sefer anywhere. I don't remember. The Brisk Rav quotes a few times Rab Simcha Zelig. I don't remember if Rab Chaim ever quotes anybody in his sefer. So he quotes Rab Simcha Zelig as making a comment when the Gemara says that a Nochri can't write a get lishmo because Akam Adaita Denapshi Ka'avid. So a lot of people learn, there's such a case of Mishnah and the Rambam, a lot of people learn that it's a psul b'torasofik. You can never trust a Nochri. You don't know what he's thinking. And even if you explain to him that the tefillin have to be made lishmo, there's a mitzvah tefillin, he may not do what we asked him to do. We can never trust a Nochri. So Akam Adaita Napshi Kabbat is a psychological umdina. He may not be thinking lishmo. So Absim Chazelik said he can't be, because there's a Ramam in Paragimala, Rab Chaim quotes, there's a Ramam in Paragimala Hilchas Gerishin, where the Ramam writes, A goy can't write the get because he needs lishma. A goy can't write lishma. Not only a goy, a Jew has to write the get. What if the get was written on Shabbos? So the sofer who wrote the get is Machal Shabbos Beferhesia, Dina Ka'akum. So since Dina Ka'akum, you say, Akam Adaitu Navshi Kovid, so it's lacking lishma. So Absim Chazelik argued, if it's a psychological umdine, Akam Adaitu Navshi Kovid, that we're choishesh, that it's a psul b'toris sofik, not b'toris vadai. So who says, you saw Machal Shabbos, but for Hesia, it's all psychology changes. Psychology doesn't change. He's Dina Ka'akum. But why should you assume that it's Adaita the Napshe Kovid? He's not going to be able to think Lishma. So that's what Rabbi Simcha Zelig thought. It's Aloche. It's not a psychological sofik. It's Aloche, and it's a psul b'toris vadai. Not like it says in the Kesa Mishnah. Then he showed that the Mechaber changed his mind because in Shulchan Aruch he writes that if you have the tefillin that was written by Goy, a get that was written by Goy, it's possible, ain't no get. The Rambam, ain't no get. It's not a get at all. It's not even a Safa get. It's not a Berecha get. It's Garnish Meganish. So you see, it's a Psul B'Toras Vadai. It's not a Psul B'Toras Safik. So Simcha Zelig said the following svar. Apparently, not like Tesis wrote on Tesson and Bayes, that there are four different independent reasons why Chosmei Amakam is not acceptable by a get. One reason is because Adaita the Napshikov, and maybe he's not thinking Lishma. Another reason, because Zaina Beturas. No, it's a halacha. Whoever is Zaina Beturas is incapable al Pidin of thinking Lishma. Whoever is not Beturas. Take, for example, the Gemara in Psochem Daf Mem. The Gemara says if we have matzah that was baked by Nochrim, you can eat all you want on the Leil HaSeder. If you had Jews watching and you know that it's not, it's kosher the Pesach. You know it's not chametzer. But you have to eat a kazayis matzah that was baked by a Jew. Matzah that's baked by the goy was not baked lishma. Why not? Why wasn't baked lishma? Some of the Rishonim say, you look in the Ritvo there, he has such a lotion, it sounds like, since the goy is Zayin HaBetoris, Alpidin is mufka from thinking lishma. So that's what Rabbi Simcha Zelig said. The din of Ein B'Toras is the reason why it's Shalal Lishma. It's not Shalal Lishma. An umdine, we're not sure. We're pleading with him. Please have in mind the Shem Mitzvah. Maybe he's going to do Lahachas and he's not going to have in mind. It's not a psul b'torasofik, a psychological question of judging what is he thinking about. It's a halachic statement. Whoever is Ein B'Toras cannot create Lishma. So that's apparently what the Rabbi Natama understood here. That a woman is psula for writing tefillin, that's a double poshut. A woman, because a woman is not mechuyevin tefillin. Whoever's any b'toris can create lishma. But women are mechuyevin mezuzah, so we should have said a woman should be kosher for writing a mezuzah. So that you need a posik for. You don't need a posik to say that a woman is possible for writing tefillin, because she's any b'toris, not mechuyev. But you need a posik to say, despite the fact the women are b'toris mezuzah, they can't write the mezuzah. What does the pasuk tell me? Whoever is puzzle for writing any one of the three, say for Torah, tefillin, and mezuzah, whoever is puzzle for writing tefillin is also puzzle for writing, say for Torah and mezuzah. By say for Torah, no chiyuv. What do you mean? What are you going to say? Women are not mechuyev in the mitzvah of ksiva say for Torah. So therefore, ain't a b'toras. The Rambam writes that women are not mechuyev in the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. And the Shagasari wonders, how does he know that it's so? It's a mitzvah says shalom as my grama. If a woman will write the sefer Torah, it'll be possible. So why she can commission a man to write the sefer Torah for her? And if the person commissions a sefer to write the sefer Torah, we assume that the way yotze the mitzvah. So that's a shalom whether women are really potter for the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. So it could be that. It doesn't necessarily mean women are pasuk because they're in a b'toras ksiva sefer Torah. You can say that the pasuk tells you whoever is pasuk for writing tefillin, women are pasuk for writing tefillin because it's going to be shalor lishma. Whoever is in a b'toras al pidin is mufka from writing lishma. So whoever the pasuk k'shayta mechsaftim tells whoever is pasuk for writing one of the three is who adinami pasuk for writing the other two as well. So the women are possible for writing tefillin, and mele, they're also possible for writing mezuzah and the Sefer Torah. So now carry this over by Sukkah. So by Sukkah, there's a machlokes b'sham and b'silam, daf tesam and al, the next Amud. And chesam and basically, Gemara says Sukkah is gam b'ach rakvash. That's where the Mishkan is Yankov has his comment on Chesam Beis. On Tesam at Aleph, there's a machlekes b'sham and b'silo. Does Hanochas Haschach have to be Lishma? The Tfanis don't have to be Lishma because there's no din of Asi at all on Tfanis. There's no din of Tasa Lamanasi on Tfanis. That's the Gemara and Sukkah. But on the Schach, there's a din of Asi as Haschach. Because the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation in the pasuk Chag Asuk Tasa L'Chashav Asiyam V'Asbucham Migonacham Yikvecho. So the pasuk pshat is you should celebrate the holiday of Sukkot for 7 days, for a length of 7 days, at that season of the year when V'Asbucham Migonacham Yikvecho, the ingathering season, before it's about to rain. They gather in the Paris before it rains, and it does rain till after Sukkot. So that's Pshutu Shal Mikra. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. Torah Shemalpeh has an additional level of interpretation. Achaz Dibur Lekim Shtaim Zu Shamati. Any given Pasuk and Chumash can have more than one level of interpretation. So the Torah Shemalpeh has an additional level of interpretation. Sukkah Tasa L'cho. Tasa V'lem and Asa. You have to construct the Sukkah either L'shem Tzel or L'shem Mitzvah. Machlek Z'bisham and B'silim. And the sukkah has to be sturdy enough, shivas yamin. The sukkah has to be sturdy enough to last for 7 days. And what material should you make the schach from? The asir goes on the schach. It's called sukkah al shem aschach. That's the first Rashi in Masechah Sukkah. It's not called sukkah al shem atvan. It's called sukkah al shem aschach. So what material should be used? So that's how the Torah Shabbat Peh has an additional level of interpretation on the whole pasuk. But the word chag stands out like a sore thumb. It doesn't say Sukkah Sazalcha, it says Chaka Sukkah Sazalcha. How can you interpret this additional level of interpretation that it goes on Asiyah Sazchach? So the answer is that the Sukkah is Hukkah Shlachak. Hishem Shechal Shem Shamayim Ala Chagiga. Chagiga is a Korban Shlamim. Kach Shal Shamayim Ala Sukkah. That Hukta the Mitzvah says Deraisa. Usually Mukta is only a Din Derabbanan. Hukta the Mitzvah by the Sukkah is a Din Deraisa. And from Sukkah we learn a Mamatzino to Esrig is hooked to the mitzvah, so you're not allowed to eat it. You learn a mamatzina to hadasim, you're not allowed to smell it. Whenever you have a chefter shal mitzvah, it's hooked to the mitzvah, so it's mana mitzvah. After this mana mitzvah is up, it's not. Because mana mitzvah is hooked to the mitzvah. So that's the additional level of interpretation. So according to Beis Shammai, that hanochas haschach needs l'shma, the Rabbin and Thomas say, enoch in ami, a woman, sukkah's gambach rakvash, will be no good. Because it wasn't made l'shma. The goyim certainly made it l'shem tzel. They didn't make l'shem sukkah. So even a woman who is making l'shem sukkah, whoever's any b'toris can't create l'shma al pidin. But we don't paskin like b'shama. We paskin like Beis Hillel, that you don't need l'shma. All you need is l'shem tzel. So just like a goy can have l'shem tzel, an isha can have l'shem tzel also. So that's why it's good. The Rabbeinu Tam only says that kshiras atzitzis is no good by women. Why? Because the Gemara says that Tviyas HaChutim needs Lishma. When you take the wool and you convert it into strings to use for tzitzis, so the Gemara says you have to do it Lishma. If a cotton does it, cotton's a lot badass, he can't do Lishma. He can't do the Tviyas HaChutim. What about tying the chutim on the beggar? Does that need Lishma? So I would have thought that should be a Kal V'chaymer. The Gemara says even the Tviyas HaChutim, even the converting the raw wool into strings needs l'shma. Tying it on the beggar should certainly need l'shma. So that's what Tosfos holds, but that's machlokes Tosfos and the Rambam. The Rambam shita is that it's not so. The only thing that needs l'shma by tzitzis is the tviyas achutim, but the kshir on the beggar doesn't need l'shma. It's a goy should be able to tie the chutim on the beggar. And Gemara says, no, that's a pasuk. It says, Dabel b'nei Yisrael v'mata aleim, yasu lahem tzitzis, B'nei Yisrael v'yasu v'lo umasaylam v'yasu. If a goy ties the tzitzis on the beged, it's no good. But it's not that it's no good because it's not l'shma. The Rambam holds you don't need l'shma. If the din would have required l'shma by tying the chutim on the beged, so goy would have been no good for tying on the beged without exeris hakasa b'nei Yisrael. That would b'nei Yisrael v'yasu b'nei Yisrael v'yasu v'lo umasaylam. You would need exeris hakasa. That's what the Rambam holds. But Tosfos here is l'shitasam. Tosfos in Sukkah holds that when the Gemara says you need Tviyas HaChutim Lishma, means even Tviyas HaChutim is all the way back to shear off the wool from the sheep. That doesn't have to be done Lishma. A Nochri can do that. And to wash out the dirt, that doesn't have to be done by Yisrael. But the Tviyas HaChutim is considered Tchilas HaSiyas HaTzitzis. So even the tvias achutim, converting the wool into strings, has to be lishma. Kavachamim, tying onto the beggar, has to be lishma. According to Tosfos, it's takakasha. Why do you need a pasuk that a nochri can't tie the chutim on the beggar if you need lishma? Nochri is adaita de napshi kavit. That's a good kasha. That's the Rambam's right, that you don't need lishma by tying the chutim on the beggar. But that's what the Rabbeinu Tam held. The reason why the Rabbeinu Tam said that a woman can't tie the chutim on the beged is lishitasam, that the Balei HaTosfos disagree with the Rambam. The whole that you need lishma by not only by the tviya, converting the raw wool into strings, even by the kshiran, certainly, even the tviya, tying it on the beged, certainly need lishma, not like the Rambam. So if you need lishma, whoever is any baturis can create lishma. Then the Tosfos says by the eged, we happen to paskin lulav ein tzarich eged. Means if the din would have been like Rabbi Yehuda, simple pshantas, if the din would have been like Rabbi Yehuda, the lulav tzarich eged, so then the Gemara has a shaila, whether you say tasav lemon or asui on the eged. So if you hold you need an asiyah, if you hold you need asiyah lushma on the eged, so then the Rabbeinu Tam fits in over there also. Since you need asiyah lushma, women are not mechuyev in the mitzvah of dalamin. If they want to volunteer, it's fine. Ain't a mitzvah v'yosef. But since they're not mechuyev, so whoever is zeinim b'toris cannot create lushma. This seems to be the Rabbeinu Tam shita. So the pashtus is not like the Mishnah Brewer writes there in Sivkot and Gimel, Simon Yudala Sivkot and Gimel, that you only have to be machmeh for the Rabbeinu Tam that the women shouldn't tie the chutim on the beged. But the tviya needs lushma and the shazira and everything else, that the women can do that. No, the whole vorta of the Rabbeinu Tam seems to be, the whole hechrich was, that's a dover poshim. Whenever you need lishma, whoever is any b'toris can create lishma. So that a woman can write tefillin, I don't need a pasuk, because you're not mechuyev in tefillin. The whole dion was, why can't the woman write mezuzah? The women are mechuyev in mezuzah. She is b'toris. So that we learned from the pasuk, k'kshartim achsavtem, that all three are in the same boat. Say, for Torah, tefillin and mezuzah, all stam have the same din. Whoever is pasuk for ksivas mezuzah, whoever is pasuk for ksivas hatefillin, will be possible also for Ksivas Sefer Torah, or Ksivas HaMezuzah, even though the women are Mechuyev HaMezuzah. That's how the Mishkan and Yankev writes in his Sefer on Sukkah, Chesam, and Beis, and that's what the Ksav Sefer writes in the first Siman, Achilik Arachayim. The Ksav Sefer is very lomdish at Shuvah. It's not like the Chesam Sefer. Chesam Sefer a lot of times has arbitrary, you have to draw the line somewhere. So every so often the Chesam Sefer gives an arbitrary psak. So the Chesam Sefer, the Maram Shik, and the Ksav Sefer were Talmidim of the Chesam Sefer. They're Chuvas, are Yeshivas, are Chuvas. So this is Mamish, the same as the Mishkan as Yanker. He says the same. I want to speak a little bit about the topic of Kibush Yochid. The Gemara says that there was a Machlokes where the Kibush, David HaMelech's Kibush of Aram Tzova is what we call a Kibush Yochid. The Rambam, the Gemara in the beginning of the second parak in Kedushin discusses the parsha in Bamidbar, Nasiach and Nasiach Lamata Tikhul in Cholis Aoretz, Velishmos Anoshim Ashayin Cholalachem Aoretz. So the Rabban Shalom tells them the name of the 12 Nasiim will represent all the members of the Shevet for the purpose of Chalukas Aoretz. But tell us what these 12 Nasiim have the right to represent the members of the Shevet. So the Gemara in the beginning of the second parak in Kedushin has three pshatim. The first thing Gemara says that they were shluchim. They were appointed. The Rabban Shalom is recommending that Elu members of the Shevet should appoint them as a shliach. And this pasuk, Nasiach and Nasiach alamata, is the mocker of the institution of shluchim shaladim kemais. Gemara says it can't be because there were some ktanim in the Shas Chalukas Har. Some of the people were ktanim and a kotin cannot be memana shliach. So the Gemara says maybe the pasuk says that the Nisim represent the whole Shevet based on the institution of Zochen Liadam Shlai B'Fan. Gemara says, no, also no good. When they made Chalukas Haaretz, not everybody was happy with the share that he got. So whenever something is based on Zochen Liadam Shlai B'Fan, person, when he finds out about it, could be Moiche. Here, no one can be Moiche after they did Chalukas Haaretz. So it can't be based on the idea of Zochen Liadam Shlai B'Fan. Gemara finally says, This is the mocker for the institution of apotropis. And apotropis, you can't be moich. That's it. Fine. So the Nisim represented the members of the Shevet, but they're not apotropis. So what did they do? What, now that we know how they represent the Maimon Sheva, what did they do in Chumas Haaretz? So the Rambam explains in Perek Aleph Halacha Beis and Hilchos Trumas, that's why they had to draw a map of Eretz Yisrael before they did the Melchama, because Kibush, the Mekadosh of Eretz Yisrael the first time around was Kibush V'chiluk. It was really Kibush, but the, it was Sheva Shekopshu, but the Chaluka is the Gemara of the Kibush. So when you make, it took another 7 years for the Chaluka. So the Mekadosh was the Kibush. And the Kibush has to be a Kibush Rabim. So if they're going to send a battalion of soldiers to one area, let's say they're going to send soldiers from Shevet Shimon to conquer that area, and then that's belong, that area is going to belong to Shevet Shimon. Then Shevet Yisocha is going to conquer this area. They're going to keep that section. So it looks like everybody's doing it Kibush Yochid. Everybody's conquering and they're keeping for themselves. So they had to draw a map in advance. And they drew lots, the Agoyrel, and then they decided, we're going to, since this share of Eretz is going to go to Shevet Reuven, we may as well have the soldiers, Shevet Reuven, fight over there. Because that at the end, after they're going to win, they knew they're going to win the war. They were promised Min HaShemayim, they're going to win the war. They're going to be successful in conquering the land from the Lamed Aleph Malachim. So in order that it should be Kibush Rabim, they had to make the Chalukah in advance, and it is considered they're all fighting. They're all together fighting on behalf of everybody. So the Rambam says that's Pshat in the Chumash, that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is only accomplished with Kibush Rabim. So how can there be a Machlokes HaTanaim where the Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush or not? So I thought perhaps if you look in that Tosfos on Ches Amud Aleph, the last line of Tosfos, so the Tosfos says, they quote a Sifrei, and the Pasuk at the end of Parshas Ekev, I think, so that the word kol is marbe arotzes hanasofas. Not only will there be kedusha and eretz, it's all proper. Toch hagvulois, you can endow arotzes hanasofas with the kedusha as well. So the Tosa says, they quote this Sifrei, even if it'll be Kibush Yochid. So the Rambam seems to have understood like this. To be Mekadosh Etzem Eretz Yisrael, for that everybody agrees you need Kibush Rabim. That's why he needed the Nesim to represent all the Shvatim, to draw the map in advance, to plan the whole conquering of Eretz Yisrael. So the whole conquest was Aldas Rabin. The whole thing was a Kibush Rabin. But then, after Eretz Yisrael is endowed with Kedushin, then you can be Mekadosh Arotzes on the surface. Arotzes on the surface, like David was Kibush Aram Tzova. That's not part of the Gvulos of Eretz Yisrael. So in Aram Tzova, that's a Machlokes HaTanaim. Do you need Kibush Rabin for that also? What do you say? No, since the Etzim, the Guf Eretz Yisrael proper has Kibush Rabin, and the Kedusha just spills over the border. All of Eretz Yisrael already has Kedusha. That's how Tosis interprets. Tosis says that what's Pshat Kibush Yochid was the Chisarim. So the Rambam in two different places writes two different Pshatim. In Hilchos Malachim, Perikei Halacha Vav, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, Hilchos Malachim, the Rambam says that Kibush Rabim is if the Kibush is done with authorization of the Bez Nagodol. In Perek Aleph and Trumas Halacha Beis, he says Kibush Rabim is done midas rov Yisrael. Why does he write one condition over there, a different condition over there? Why doesn't he write the both conditions in the same place? So Rav Soloveitchik thought they're not two different conditions. The Bez Nagodol has a double role. One role they have is they the final say on Psak Halacha. They have to pass on all the shilas. Then there's another din that, like Congress, that they represent Das Reiv HaTzibur, Das Reiv HaKol. Whenever something needs the approval of Klal Yisrael, so you don't have to take a poll. What does every Tom, Dick, and Harry say? What does everybody say? If the Bez Nagodol authorizes it, that's considered Midas Reiv Yisrael. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought, that the two Rambams are not saying two different conditions that are needed. Kibush Rab means that the Kibush was done with the approval, with the Haskama of Klal Yisrael. If you have the Haskama of the Bez Nagodol, that's also good. Tosfos doesn't seem to learn like that. Tosfos says, that's the first Pshat in Tosfos. Then they say, Avol b'sifrei meforesh tamache, b'sof parshas Ekev. Mashma lefish lehoisa adayin kol eretz kvusha. Kediyam hasim. So what does that mean? Samach lepalton shalcha loharashta. They had the Yavusi, was still living in Yerushalayim. So what did he go conquer? Ashatakabish aratzas no sofas. So what does that mean? It's not called kibush rabim because it didn't have the approval of the Bez Nagarol. It means like the Rambam, or it's not called kibush rabim. Rav Soloveitchik, when we learned Gittin Daf Ches, that Taisa, he thought like this: when you fill up a cup of water, so you keep on pouring water till you fill to the top, and then you keep on pouring, then it's going to overflow. It's going to spill over. So he thought. He said this funny mashal. He used to give mishalim all the time. He said, Rav Chaim used to give funny mishalim to explain it then. So he says, I bought my house in Boston. Kibush Rabim has to be with blood. You have to have guns and shoot and kill. I bought my house. The JNF bought their results. Also kibush. They bought it on behalf of Klal Yisrael. But I bought my house in Boston. That's a kibush yochid. So if you hold, if the din would have been kibush yochid, shmei kibush, mean my house in Boston has kedusha Eretz Yisrael. So he said for sure not. Arotzes on the surface have kedusha. Kol mokim, kol as marbe, kol masha yu kovshim b'chutzlaretz becomes kodesh. Has to be contiguous to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael has kedusha, so the kedusha spills over the border. But if there'll be kovish on a different continent, or there'll be kovish on the same continent, but not contiguous to Eretz Yisrael, he thought it doesn't spill over. It can't spill over. So he thought that was pshat. Samach Yerushalayim, how does it say? If you kovish harotzes on the surface before you kovish all of Eretz Yisrael, that's like you didn't fill up the cup yet, so it can't overflow, it can't spill over. And the kedusha of harotzes on the surface means that the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael extends to the chutz l'aretz as well. So it could be that that's how the Rambam understood. The kedusha of Eretz Yisrael proper, you needed the Nisim representing the Shvatim when they drew the map. That's the din Iker Eretz Yisrael needs kibush rabim. You need kibush rabim. But the Ratzos on the surface, that was a machloikas, so there was an opinion in the Tanoim, a kibush yochid shmei kibush, because it's added on to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael has kedusha, the kedusha spills over the border into the Ratzos on the surface. Yeah, but we pass in kibush yochid love shmei kibush, that it didn't have, that Aram Tzov never had menator, never had kedusha, from day number one, it was only the Rabbanim. But there's a famous comment from Rav Chaim Soloveitchik on this Gemara. What in the days of the Tanaim, what are they talking about ancient history? What was in the days of David HaMelech? Whatever was in the days of David HaMelech is gone and forgotten. Because we pass in Kedusha Rishayna was butler at the time of Churban Haaretz, when the Babylonian armies conquered all of Eretz Yisrael, it undid the whole Kibush, and the whole Kedusha was butler. And the Harbe Krach Mo Kov Shole Mitzrayim Lo Kov Shole Bavel, even though there was Kedusha Bishayna, when they came back at the end of the 7 years of Golas Bavel, there was no Kibush until the days of the Hashmonaim, there was the independent Jewish government. So the Mekadosh the second time around, the Rambam coins an expression, was Chazaka. When they moved in, that was the Mekadosh. So did the Jews move back to Syria? Did they not move back to Syria? So had they moved back to Syria, so should have Kedusha Shnia. If they didn't go back to Syria, so whatever it was in the days, even if they had a Kedusha Vishayna, the Kedusha Vishayna was Batla at the time of Churban Bayis Rishon. So what are they talking ancient history? In the days of the Tanaim, what are they hacking a chanting about what was in the days of Don HaMelech? It's ancient history. It's not relevant anymore. So they quote in the name of Rab Chaim, a famous bir, the Rash on Mishnah Yishvius. At the beginning of Paragraph, there's a very long Rash. He quotes a Yerushalmi, has a lot to say there. The Yerushalmi, then part of the Yerushalmi is, quotes the pasuk in Parshas Nitzavim. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring us back to Eretz Yisrael, Ve'hitivcha, Ve'hirbucha, Me'avoseicha, and we'll have it better off than we had in the days of our forefathers. Ve'hitivcha, Ve'hirbucha, Me'avoseicha. In what sense? In what way will it be? Ve'hitivcha, Ve'hirbucha, Me'avoseicha. So it says, the Kedusha Rishayna was Al Yedei Kibush. So it took 7 years to conquer, and then the kibush wasn't completed till the Sheva Shecholku. So the first 14 years, Eretz Yisrael didn't have the full kedusha yet. And the first year they became mechuyev and trumas ma'aseh was year 15, and the first shmita was year 21 because the first 14 years didn't count. But when the Jews moved back the second time in the days of Ezra and Nehemiah, right away they didn't have to wait 14 years. They became mechuyev right away in the mitzvah of kliyus ba'aretz. So Rav Chaim pointed out, apparently the Gemara seems to be assuming like this, any area in Eretz Yisrael that had Kedusha B'Shoina, Ayidei Kibush, you can reawaken the Kedusha Ayidei Chazaka. But if the location never had a Kedusha B'Shoina, Ayidei Kibush, then Bizman B'Sheini, there was no Kibush till the days of the Chashmonaim. There was no Kibush. So the only time, the Rambam calls it Chazaka, the only time you can reawaken the Kedusha by just moving in, by just having Chazaka, that's on an area that once had a Kedusha B'Shoina. So that's the Machlokes HaTanoim. We assume that in the days of Ezra and Nehemiah, the Jews did move back into Syria. So against the Rav Chaim quotes the Ravid. The Ravid writes, he thinks that they never moved back into Syria. They never moved back. So even if there was a Kedusha B'Shoina, it was Batla at the time of Churban Aretz. The whole Kedusha B'Shoina was Batla. So the Pashto says they did move back into Syria. But the Shaila was, did it have the status of Kedusha Shnia? So if Syria ever had a Kedusha B'Shoina Deraisa because Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, then you can reawaken the Kedusha by doing a Chazaka. But if in the days of David HaMelech, Kibush Yochid Lav Shmei Kibush, it was just a make-believe Kedusha Mederabanan, then you can't make a Kedusha Shnia Yidei Chazaka, and there was no Kibush till way later. That's famous B'Shem Rab Chaim. This is the Gemara, Mem Zayin. The Gemara says that in Syria, because it's only Chayiv Midirabbanan, so that's why the din is the Eishkinyan Ocher Lahafkia. So that's what the people thought, that if Shemitah Bizman is as the Rabbanan, so whenever the whole Chayiv Mitzvah Satlis Bar, it's only Midirabbanan, you should say Eishkinyan Lahafkia. So the Beis HaLevi has a comment. He doesn't think that's always correct. He thinks it's only by Syria, because the whole Kedusha Sa'aretz is only Midirabbanan. But Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha min HaTorah, Bizman HaZeh. Kedusha Shnei was like Botla, according to Rov HaRishonim. The Sefer HaTruma, Rabbeinu Baruch, the author of the Sefer HaTruma, Baal HaTosfos, holds even Kedusha Shnei was Botla. But what the Be'er Agra quotes it in Shin Lamed Aleph, and the Beis HaLevi talks a lot about it. Tshuvas HaRosh talks about it, this Rabbeinu Baruch. But most of the Rishonim assume not so. Most of the Rishonim assume Kedusha Shnei was like Botla. So Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha min HaTorah today. Even if you hold that Shemitah is only the Rabbanan, it's a different reason, not because of a lack of Kedusha sorts, because Shemitah depends on Yovel, and you need Kol Yoshevehu Aleo. So since the Shemitah, we know in advance, not going to lead up to Yovel, so then the whole observance of Shemitah is only the Rabbanan. So the Beis HaLevi says, there's no Gemara at all that says that the Yesh Kenyan Ochel HaFkia. But there's a lot more to discuss here. Okay, we'll have to, there's a lot to discuss. Why should you say Yesh Kinyan Hafkia? What is it all about? Good. We'll have to discuss some more. Everyone should be healthy. Can I ask a favor? Can people still hear me?
Yes, Rabbi. Yes.
Next Tuesday at 2:00. The Schoenfeld family is having Hespedim. It's the Shloshim for Rabbi Fabian Schoenfeld, so they're having Hespedim. So Rabbi Yoel Schoenfeld emailed me a flyer that he'd like me to hang up. So I left it in the yeshiva this morning where I daven, you know, on the front where I sit. So I have a folder there, a tall folder. In between the Shas and the Rambam, I have some Svarim. So I have a tall folder. I have that flyer there. So maybe you can ask one of the boys to make a few copies and hang one up in the back of the Beis Medrash and hang one up in the front of the Beis Medrash, you know, outside. So people should know if they're interested in listening. He was a Choshevei rabbi. He was very proud of the fact that he was a Muspach on the Yeshiva. He is very proud of the fact that he learned by Rab Soloveitchik. He always had the attitude he was a Talmud of Rab Soloveitchik all the years. So he a good person.
Okay, I'll take care of it. I'll take care of it. Okay, thank you.